Shanti, very good morning. How are you?
How are you?
Good. So, may I request those at the back, can you please come forward? It's not a big class. Can those at the back please come forward? And those on the side, can you please come to the middle? First of all, is the translation okay? Tamil translation, is it okay? Raise your hands. Okay. Thailand, everyone okay with your translation? Yeah, please come forward. Thank you. So we're very fortunate this morning to have with us our dear, beloved, respected, divine brother, Atam Prakash Bhai. We all know Atam Prakash Bhai because we every day take toll, isn't it? Who doesn't know Brother Atam? Mostly. Brother Atam Prakash, mostly all know you. Well, we know that he takes care of the Toli department of all the three campuses, Shantivan, Gyan Sarovar here, as well as Pandav Bhavan. But we do not know many of his secrets, good ones, I mean his credentials. Well, he has been in Gyan for 40 years or more. And out of that, 38 years has been in Madhuban. So it's a very fortunate soul. And he's one of the top brilliant students when studying. I always remember this point that he got a gold medalist. And of course, all of us know that he's a very proficient speaker. And not just Gyan, but he's also a very special yogi soul. So today, we got a very beautiful topic to start off the Double Foreigners program, and that is self-respect. But not just self-respect, it's a master class in self-respect. All that you need to know, all that we have to know, because self-respect is so important, it increases our spiritual intoxication. And I remember Baba say self-respect is one of the most important aspects that we have to take up in Brahmin life. And today, we are very fortunate to have Brother Atam Prakash Bhai to give us more tips of how to increase, enhance our self-respect. And at the end of the session, he's definitely going to share with us how to meditate to increase our self-respect. So with that, let us wave. Welcome Brother Atam Prakash with one hand wave. Thank you. And before that, Sister Carmen from Peru, can you please meet Sister Lalita front here? Thank you. Enjoy the class.
Om Shanti. Master class in self-respect. Maintaining very good self-respect is a very important aspect in Brahmin life. For maintaining elevated stage of yoga, for maintaining consistency in yoga, self-respect is playing important role. If we really would like to maintain stable stage, unshakable stage of yoga, we need to work sincerely on soul conscious stage and self-respect. When we are maintaining very good stage of soul conscious stage and experiencing very good self-respect throughout the day, we can experience easy remembrance of Baba. Why? Baba really wants to see us as a king in this confluence age. That is Baba's wish. We have to fulfill Baba's wish. King always sitting on the throne of his kingdom. King always ruling and controlling his subject. In the same way, if we really would like to become a king of the self, first of all, we need to sit on the throne of self-respect. I am not only a soul, but I am a very special soul. When we are sitting on this throne of self-respect, then easily we can rule and control our sense organs, physical organs, subtle organs. What is the method of sitting on the throne of self-respect? How can we sit on the throne of self-respect? Baba used to say in Murli, you are a world benefactor soul. World benefactor is a throne, is a seat. When I am thinking I am a world transformer soul or world benefactor soul, means I am already seated on this throne of world benefactor stage. The moment I, the soul, is sitting on this throne of world benefactor stage, then automatically my thoughts will change, my words will change, my actions will change. Thoughts would be elevated, words also would be elevated, and actions also would be elevated. That is why we must select some titles of self-respect which really gives us spiritual intoxication and happiness. In 87, I was meeting with Baba on the stage of Om Shanti Bhavan, and Baba had given me blessing, you are a world transformer soul. The moment I am thinking I am a world transformer soul, all of the sudden I am getting flight of Paramdham. I can sit very close to Baba, in front of Baba. Because when we are sitting on the throne of self-respect, our mind and intellect is becoming full with happiness and experiencing lightness. And easily we can fly towards Paramdham. Easily we can be with Baba. That is why self-respect. Self means, who am I? I am a soul. Respect means, how am I? I am a special soul, selected by God. When these two things are being together, then automatically we start experiencing very good spiritual intoxication and happiness. That is the title of a soul. Laukically, some may have self-respect. I am a lawyer. I am engineer. I am a doctor. When he is having the awareness, I am a lawyer, his face is changing. I am a doctor, his face is changing. In the same way, when we are sitting on the throne of self-respect, automatically, the degree of happiness and degree of spiritual intoxication is increasing. We really would like to maintain very good self-respect all the time. But we are not really able to maintain that. Why? What would be the reason? Every day Baba is giving us nice treatment, very good sustenance. We are listening Murali, we are having yoga. For a while we are experiencing very good spiritual intoxication, very good self-respect. But we are not really able to maintain that throughout the day. What is the reason? What would be the reason? Body consciousness. The reason is that in golden age and silver age we were playing very prominent role, very special role, hero, like actor, hero actor. But the moment we enter in a copper age, Maya kidnap us and Maya put us in a jail for 2,500 years. How long? For 2,500 years. We were in the jail of Maya. We were the slave of Maya. And that is why there is a deeply rooted samskaras of inferiority complex in the soul. That samskar is not allowing us to be in that self-respect. This is the reason. But anyhow, we have to maintain very good self-respect. Because that is the secret of maintaining elevated stage of yoga. Without that, we cannot maintain elevated stage of yoga. That is why from the Murli, we must pick some points of self-respect. We must try to sit on the throne of that self-respect. We must experience that throughout the day. And we must become the embodiment of that self-respect point. We must experience that point of self-respect as a part of our life. When I came to Baba, for 2-3 years I was not having good stage of yoga. I was struggling. Then I was thinking, why I am not really able to maintain good stage of yoga? What is the reason? And I found the reason of lack of self-respect. The moment I was maintaining very good self-respect, I was progressing and progressing nicely. My yoga was improving and improving. That is why I would like to share some benefits of maintaining self-respect in our Brahmin life. First benefit. To stay in self-respect means to become the self-ruler. When the soul is sitting on the throne of self-respect, the mind and intellect, they are obeying our order easily. We can rule, we can control our mind and intellect very easily. But the moment when we are losing the throne of self-respect, the mind and intellect, they are not obeying our order. That is why, for experiencing self-sovereignty stage, we must keep on sitting on this throne of self-respect all the day long. Second benefit. To stay in self-respect means to think about the self. when we are not staying in self-respect, we start looking at others easily. We start thinking about others easily. And we are having waste thoughts regarding others easily. But the moment we stay in self-respect, we start thinking about the self. We start thinking elevated thoughts, powerful thoughts, positive thoughts in our mind. And we start experiencing very good happiness and spiritual intoxication in our Brahmin life. Hero actor means what? Hero actor means paying full attention on the self. When we are paying our attention on others, we are losing that much attention on the self. Hero actor is always performing every act as an extraordinary act. But for that, we need to have full attention on the self. Third benefit, to stay in self-respect means to make the use of all the treasures. Baba had given us lots of treasures. When we are staying in self-respect, we are having the awareness of all the treasures easily. Otherwise, we are forgetting the treasures. The rich person, the wealthy person, is always having the awareness of his property. In the same way, when we are staying in self-respect, we are having the awareness of all the treasures, then automatically we start using that treasures for the self and for Baba's service. And as much we are using that treasures, automatically the treasures are increasing and increasing. That is why we must keep on using all the treasures. Treasure of virtues, treasure of knowledge, treasure of thought, treasure of blessing, treasure of powers, treasure of divine intellect, treasure of elevated actions, treasure of happiness. Baba had given us so many treasures. But we must use the treasures. Fourth benefit, to stay in self-respect means to go into the self. means self-analysis. When we are staying in self-respect, we are easily going into the depth of the self, and we can watch very easily, we can check very easily what sort of weaknesses I am having, shortcomings I am having, and what sort of goodness also I am having, qualities I am having. But it's a very important aspect that observing our weaknesses, realizing our weaknesses. Until we are not getting the realization of our weaknesses, we are not working on that. We are not doing efforts for getting rid of that weakness. If we, in this Brahmin life, at every step, we need to have realization power and transformation power. Realization power is related with the knowledge, and transformation power is related with yoga subject. But when we are being in self-respect, our realization power is also increasing. And we can observe easily our weaknesses. We can work on our weaknesses easily. Because there is not much time left, we must get free from all the traces of vices, weaknesses, and our shortcomings. Fifth benefit, to stay in self-respect means to remain safe and secured from Maya. When we are maintaining very good self-respect, we are experiencing very good spiritual intoxication in our Brahmin life. And when we are experiencing very good self spiritual intoxication, then Maya will not attack on the self, on our mind and intellect. If Maya attack on our mind and intellect, mind and intellect remain free, safe, remain safe. Because we are all the time in the field of battle. That is why we must keep on wearing the armor of spiritual intoxication all the time. And when we are wearing the armor of spiritual intoxication, then automatically we remain safe and secured from Maya, enemy. That is why the percentage of our spiritual intoxication must increase gradually and gradually in our Brahmin life. That is the sign of our spiritual progress. How do I know that I am progressing in this Brahmin life or not? as much the percentage of spiritual intoxication is increasing, means I am progressing. My stage is becoming more and more elevated. Actually, we must always maintain very good self-respect throughout the day. Because mind and intellect, they were under the influence of Maya for 2500 years. And that is why they took away all the treasures which we were having. Now we have to regain all the treasures from Baba. That is why our mind and intellect must link with Baba. Throughout the day. And for that, this yukti is helping us a lot. When we are performing action, there is a possibility of having the influence of three aspects. When we are performing action, there is a possibility of having the influence of three aspects. First aspect, having the influence of the atmosphere where we are working. Second aspect, there may be the possibility of having the influence of the person, those are around us. And third possibility is there, possibility of having the influence of the action which we are performing. That is why if we really would like to remain free from the influence of these three aspects, we must experience very good spiritual intoxication by staying in very good self-respect. Sixth benefit. To stay in self-respect means to bring out the core values and powers, dormant powers. We have lots of powers within the self. But we really need to awaken that power. We really need to bring out that core values and powers. And self-respect is only helping in this aspect. As much we are maintaining self-respect, automatically all these dormant powers are awakening. And our personality is developing. We are experiencing, the percent power and values are increasing in my life. In the beginning of Yajna, Baba uplift the self-respect of sisters and brothers. In the beginning of Yajna, when our dadis were very young, at that time, Baba uplift their self-respect, then automatically they were able to bring out that core values and powers, and by the help of that, they developed their personality, And after that, they become very special instrument of Baba's service. That is why we must not lose our self-respect at any cost. No matter what situation is coming in front of us, no matter what problem is coming in front of us, but at any cost, we must not use the throne of self-respect, because God has given me that throne of self-respect. I have to take care of that anyhow. Because when I am sitting on that throne, then automatically I am earning lots of powers, lots of treasures from Baba. Next benefit. To stay in self-respect means to adopt royal samskars. We were king of king in golden age and silver age, but now we become ordinary. After playing the role, at the end of this cycle, we become ordinary person. But now if we really would like to regain that royal samskar, if we really would like to adopt that royal samskar, noble samskars, we must learn how to stay in very good self-respect. How it really works? When we are sitting on the throne of self-respect, we start getting powerful thoughts, powerful elevated thoughts, then powerful words, then elevated action, and finally, elevated samskar, royal samskar. As much the higher spiritual intoxication would be there, that much royal samskars would be there in our life. Whatever the intoxication king is having, the king of king is having more intoxication, higher intoxication. That is why this is a method of adopting royal samskar. When Brahma Baba had the vision, I am going to become a Narayan, Brahma Baba was always having that self-respect. Baba was always having that spiritual intoxication. I am going to become a Narayan. I am going to become a Narayan. Then automatically Baba imbibed the qualities of Narayan. In the same way, we must maintain very good self-respect for adopting royal samskars in this Brahmin life. Next benefit, eighth benefit, to stay in self-respect means to use the greatest treasure among all the treasure, that is the time. Most important treasure is the treasure of time. When we are not having very good self-respect, we are losing the awareness of confluences time. But when we are having very good self-respect, we are having the awareness of confluences time, and then we start using every second for earning spiritual income. This is the time of earning spiritual income. Because the treasure of time is an important aspect, very important treasure among all the treasure, because this is a basis treasure. On the basis of this treasure, only we can receive others treasures from Baba. This is a basis treasure. Once Baba has said that those are dull intellectual soul, they are using this time as an ordinary way. But those are sharp intellectual soul, they are using every second of this confluence age economically. They are taking maximum benefit from every second. Next benefit. To stay in self-respect means to see the qualities of every soul. To see the quality of every soul is very important aspect. But our habit is, since corporate, our habit is seeing the weaknesses in others. We are always observing weaknesses. Instead of observing goodness, qualities, we start observing weaknesses in every soul. That is our habit. But when we are being in the very good self-respect, then automatically we start seeing the qualities in each and every soul. We never observe the weakness of anybody. Because when we are giving respect to the self, we start giving respect to others. And when we start giving respect to others, then automatically we start observing qualities in others. That is a quality of generous heart. Like a honeybee, we must pick the good qualities from each and every spiritual flower. And next benefit, to stay in self-respect means to stay connected with the spiritual father. When we are really able to maintain very good self-respect throughout the day, our mind is full with happiness. Our mind and intellect would be full with spiritual intoxication. Then automatically, we can, our mind is chanting the mantra of Manmanabhava easily. Otherwise, we have to do lots of struggle for that. Lots of efforts for that. I experienced this in my Brahmin life. When I am having very good intoxication and very good self-respect, my yoga is really natural. I can maintain connection with Baba easily. When we maintain connection with Baba, we start the collection of powers within the self. Because why we are here? Why we came to Baba? For recharging the battery of a soul. And when we are chanting the mantra of Manmanabha, we start receiving powers from Baba, and automatically our battery of the soul is start charging. We are practicing yoga for a long time, 10 years, 20 years. But the battery of the soul is not charging fast. Why? Why battery charging batteries takes long time, so much time? Because as much power we are receiving from Baba, that much power we are using. Automatically there is no balance, there is no collection. Until the collection of powers is not increasing, the battery of soul will not charge fast. That is why Baba had given the signal that this is the time of having powerful yoga. Time of having ordinary yoga is already over. This is the time of having really powerful yoga, volcanic yoga. So we can receive lots of powers from Baba. And we can use little power for the self, for the service. Then automatically, the collection of powers would be lot. You can keep changing the title of self-respect if you want, whenever you want. For 1 week, one title you can use. Experience that title in your Brahmin life. Become the embodiment of that title. Or sometimes you can use another title. For me, there are 3 titles are special. Point of self-respect. I am a world transformer soul. I am a world benefactor soul. And 3rd one is, I am a victorious soul. When I am having the awareness of any point of the 3, I am experiencing very high intoxication. That is why you can select according to your choice. But when you remember that point, your joy and happiness and intoxication must increase. Oh, this is the title for me. And for lifelong, we must use that title then in this Brahmin life. Many souls, they are saying that, we have not achieved Baba's, Brahma Baba's sustenance. We came late to Baba. How can we learn to maintain the self-respect? Very good yukti for that is, when Shiv Baba is entering in Guljar Dadi's body, entering in the medium, look at Baba's face. Baba's face is really powerful, energetic. Anybody could feel this is almighty authority is sitting in front of us. By observing Baba's face, anybody could feel. We must observe Baba's face. And we must learn from Baba. Because Baba has that natural intoxication. I am almighty authority. I am highest on high. I am a supreme being. We can observe that authority in Baba's words also. We must follow same way. And the percentage of spiritual intoxication anybody could observe in our eyes, on our face, in our eyes. That is why we must check the percentage of spiritual intoxication. Is it really increasing or not? Because Maya is always creating doubt and Baba is always creating faith. Maya's task is creating doubt. Baba's task is increasing faith. And when we are allowing Maya to work on our consciousness, then automatically we start thinking about the self, doubtful thoughts. That is why we must have full faith, full confidence in the self. And as much we are maintaining self-respect, the percentage of confidence, self-confidence is also increasing. The percentage of courage is also increasing. Gradually. And by the result of that, we are getting victory. Whatever the actions we are performing, we are getting victory in every action then. We must not create any doubt about the self. Sometimes we are thinking, I'm not good enough. Nobody is loving me. I don't know why Baba select me. I'm not worthy soul. Some sort of thoughts we are start creating in our mind. But always we must think God's selection is a perfect selection. Baba select me as His instrument. It means I have that qualities in the self. But so I must have faith in the self. Then automatically our spiritual intoxication is increasing. And always remember one point, inferiority complex is the biggest obstacle in our spiritual progress. Inferiority complex is the biggest obstacle in our spiritual path. First of all, we have to remove that. And as when we are maintaining self-respect, then automatically superiority complex is increasing. Can we have our powerful meditation experience? Would you like to have that? Sure. But in audience, someone's are little lazy. Can we just do some exercise, small exercise? Can we stretch our body? Okay, stand. Sit with your back straight. Om Shanti. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize deeply and clearly in the center of my forehead. That I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. I am a living star I am a wonderful star I am radiant star radiating divine light. All around me, I am experiencing wonderful aura. Of divine light surrounding me. I, the soul, is sitting on the throne of self-respect, world benefactor, I am a world benefactor soul. God has selected me for the task of transformation of this whole world into heaven. I am most fortunate soul I am a pure soul spreading the light of purity experiencing blissful stage truly I am very fortunate soul I can visualize my true form That is the point of light and experience also. I, the soul, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying of words flying beyond this world globe flying far beyond the sun and moon and stars I arrive at a subtle region I am surrounded by snow white, bright divine light. I, the soul, adopt the trace of an angel. How beautiful and light is this trace. Oh, the emperor of angels, sweet Brahma Baba, is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My dearest Dad, sweet Shiv Baba, is also visible in him. Baba is giving me love field drishti. I, the angel, become lost in the ocean of love. Baba tells me that oh my lovely child, I am really very happy. I found my long lost child. Baba tells me that I can experience him as my sweet father. Being a small child, I am sitting his lap, playing in his lap. And experiencing true fatherly love. Baba tells me that I can experience him as my preceptor. I, the angel, is receiving lots of blessings from his drishti. I experience his hand of blessing on my head. How fortunate am I? I am filling my heart with true godly love by experiencing different relationship with Baba. I, the soul, is living the dress of angel and flying upwards towards the soul world. Oh, how beautiful is this soul world. It is a world of infinite golden red divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. How beautiful is this my home, my sweet silence home. Oh, incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. Is the most beautiful being in this world. I, the soul, is enjoying his beauty. Baba become the light of my eyes. In the world of my heart, there is only and only my sweetest father, Shiv Baba. He is a son of knowledge. He is an ocean of powers. He is unlimited source of spiritual powers. I, the soul, is receiving the shower of powers on me constantly. I, the soul, is receiving tremendous power. From the Son of Knowledge, Baba. And in the fire of yoga, my sins are burning away. I feel very light and happy. I am enjoying Baba's company. He is my best companion. Truly, these are the golden moments of my life. Which I am experiencing in the company of God. I live in Baba's heart. Baba lives in my heart. I, the soul. Receive lots of powers from Baba. I, the soul, is returning from incorporeal world to the corporeal world. Via subtle vision. And sitting in the corporeal body, in the center of my forehead, I, the soul, is a living diamond, spreading the rays of different powers. I am Master Almighty Soul. Spreading the living waves of powers in this atmosphere.